Gift Grub.
Every day on Today FM.
The gift that keeps on giving.
A very exciting weekend in GAA football terms. So on Saturday afternoon, well, evening, it was Louth and Mayo. And Mayo came through. So Mayo are through yet again. And after all these years, Fado, we are back to it again. And people are, I think people in Mayo are actually afraid to say Mayo for Sam at this stage. And then yesterday it was Kerry versus Dublin. And Kerry outclassed. I don't think people had a lot of expectations in the Dubs, except in the last few weeks. But before that, they didn't have that much expectation this season anyway. But Kerry, they beat them. So it's going to be Mayo versus Kerry on a Sunday week. And we're all looking forward to all of that. Dubs fans disappointed, though. They thought they were on the way back. I think former Boyzone star Keith Duffy is on the line. How are you, buddy?
How are you, buddy?
Big Dubs fan, of course. Keith, you're disappointed, I believe.
Personally, Eno, right. Devastated right. For the Dubs. But okay. Also on a professional level,
right.
I am disconsolate. As myself and Brian McFadden,
yeah.
a.k.a. Boys Life, were
yeah.
due to sing the national anthem live in Croke Park before the final if the Dubs got through.
Oh, that's a terrible shame, Keith. So, I mean, a lot of people will be bitterly disappointed to hear that. But
saying a lot of people would have been bitterly disappointed to hear it, or bitterly disappointed to hear about it?
To hear about the fact that you're not going to be able to do it. No, they would have been delighted to see you performing it, I'd say, not bitterly disappointed.
What about to hear it? You haven't answered that one.
Anyway, listen, joy for Mayo. Can they do it? That is the question. We're going to ask the question. Keith, thank you very much. Good luck, buddy.
No problem, buddy.
Yeah, see you. We're going over now to Mayo, and Garen Noon is there, proud Mayo man. He's on the line. Garen, what's the atmosphere like over in Mayo?
How are you getting on, Eno?
Grant, how are
Jesus,
you?
Jesus, we're bursting with excitement over here in Mayo. I feel very fragile,
do you?
I have to say. Mayo are like Hansel and Gretel, Ian. We're always been led up the garden path to a house made of chocolate and cake and Smarties, only to get inside and be eaten by an old witch.
Can Mayo do it, Garen, after, what is it, 75 long years at this stage?
Here's the fucking deal, Eno.
What?
If Mayo win Sam, I'll eat a 6-foot chocolate statue of Kobe McDonald live on TikTok. He's delicious.
All right. Thank you, Gary. Thank you very much for that. And best of luck. I'd like to see that. That'd be great. Who? Sorry? What? Simon Harris. Taunish to Simon Harris. Hello, Simon.
Ian, good morning. I just want to congratulate Wicklow football team for the result of the weekend. Unquestionably the result of the weekend for the way they won the Tarleton Cup. What a performance.
Yeah. I saw you there shaking hands away. What's your involvement with the team there, Simon?
Well, I want to be very clear about this. I am delighted to announce that I will be taking on the job officially of Bannisdor of Wicklow football for the 2027 season, in addition to my existing roles of Tarnished and Minister for Finance and Chairman of the Wicklow Tidy Towns Committee.
Right.
We have automatically now qualified for next year's All-Ireland final, so that is already a huge success. And I want to be very clear about this.
Yeah.
Kerry better be very, very careful.
Gift Grub.
Every day on Today FM.
The gift that keeps on giving.